Hello, and welcome to this daily devotional podcast presented by Concord United Methodist Church. We hope that you'll find this time of scripture, reflection, and prayer a refreshing part of your daily walk with God. This series of devotionals follows our daily Bible reading plan, which coincides with our current sermon series, Awakened, John Wesley and the Methodist Movement. You can find the scripture readings for today by downloading our daily Bible reading plan. You can find that plan at concordunited.org/Bible. Finally, we invite you to share this podcast with family, friends, or anyone who might benefit from it. Today's devotional was written and presented by Reverend Glenna Manning. The scripture is John chapter 7, verses 37 through 39.
Today's devotion is entitled Living Water. There were three feasts that Jewish males were expected to participate in by making three annual pilgrimages to the city of Jerusalem. The first is Pesach, or Passover, combined with the Feast of Unleavened Bread. The Feast of the Unleavened Bread begins the day after Passover, making it total a feast of 8 days. Passover is a celebration of redemption and liberation, the memorial of the Israelites' deliverance from their bondage in Egypt. The Feast of Unleavened Bread, which follows, is in recognition of the haste of the people to flee Egypt. The people carried off their dough still unleavened. Shavuot, or the Feast of Weeks, marks the beginning of the summer wheat harvest. In Greek, Shavuot is known as Pentecost. It was celebrated in the spring, 50 days after the first fruits have been offered to God. The third of the three is Sukkot, or Feast of Booths. Celebrated in the fall months, this was a feast of great joy, for it commemorated God's goodness in the past and provision during their wilderness sojourn, and goodness and provision in the completion of the current harvest. In our scripture passage for today, we learn it is the last day of the Festival of Booths. According to Jewish tradition, it would be on this day that a priest would draw water from the Pool of Siloam with a golden pitcher, then carry it back to the temple and pour it into a silver bowl next to the altar, accompanied by musicians and choirs. As the priest poured out the water, he would pray to the Lord to send rain, signifying the importance of water. Perhaps this is why Jesus took this moment to say to his listeners these words, "Let anyone who is thirsty come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, as Scripture has said, rivers of living water will flow from within them." This is similar to what he says to the Samaritan woman in John chapter 4. "Those who drink of the water that I will give them will never be thirsty. The water that I will give will become in them a spring of water gushing up to eternal life." Jesus had already told his followers that he was the bread of life, the living bread that came down from heaven, and now he is the living water that forever quenches their thirst. In these passages, we see the metaphorical use of language in which Jesus takes two of life's necessities, food and water, and says he is like those things. However, the food we eat and the water we drink will never fully satisfy us daily, as our stomachs will grow empty and our thirst will return. Instead, Jesus' point is that he supplies us with a never-ending presence, which is available to all through the gift of the Spirit, given to those who believed in him and would later receive. So often in our lives, we seek to bring ourselves fulfillment and quench our thirst with things that are temporary, things such as material objects, fun experiences, wealth, power, influence, or prestige, to name a few. Yet these things can only satisfy our hunger or thirst for the moment, causing us to seek more of them or to be defeated by them, never truly leaving us at peace or filled with joy. In the coming of the Holy Spirit, Christ reminds us that we can be filled with streams of living water that forever satisfies us with peace, joy, and assurance that the things of this world can never do. It is from this filling we celebrate life eternal and go forth, giving thanks for this sustaining Spirit which continues to woo us to the One from whom all life has its meaning. Let us pray. O Savior of the world, we give thanks that you continue to pour out your living water upon all who open their hearts to receive your Holy Spirit. Enable us to enjoy the life you have given us with the full knowledge that the things of this earth are temporal and you are eternal. May we go forth pouring out your Spirit upon all we meet. Amen.
Thank you for listening to today's Daily Devotional. This podcast is a ministry of Concord United Methodist Church. For more information about our church, including worship times, mission opportunities, and study groups, please visit our website at concordunited.org. We also invite you to visit our YouTube channel, where you can see past worship services, including the current sermon series, Awakened, John Wesley and the Methodist Movement. Finally, we would be honored if you gave this podcast a positive rating so that others can find it and benefit from it.